Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's how pathetic the city of Philadelphia is. They're down 0-2 to the Knicks. Joel Embiid is guaranteed victory, so you got nothing to worry about if you're a Sixer fan. And I was just hanging out on the Ticketmaster app, you know, the 76ers official ticket market.
Yes.
And they're not sold out.
What?
There are tickets available, yeah.
Wow.
Not sold out. Now, they're higher-end seats, about $200, $300 a ticket. On the secondary market, you can get tickets for as low as $75 in what they call the assembly room. That's the place me and Loogie would sit at a potential game six. So if you are a Knicks fan or you're just a basketball fan, and you're like, you know what I want to do tonight? Mm-hmm. I want to drive down to Philly to watch the Knicks try to go up 3-0. You can do it either by buying tickets straight through the 76ers, because embarrassingly, they're not sold out. Or you could buy some pretty affordable, I wouldn't say cheap, because $75 a ticket, I wouldn't say it's cheap, but it's certainly affordable compared to what it would cost you at Madison Square Garden. So that's really sad.
What did you say the high-end tickets were going for?
The higher-end tickets that are available through the 76ers
right.
are about $300 a ticket.
We call that the get-in price here.
That's a good point. Now, you're right. I'm just being fair that, like, when I say they're not sold out, I always like to provide context on that.
Go to the Garden and sit in the rafters, or go to Philly and sit courtside.
Yeah, well, not courtside, but good seats.
You know what I'm joking.
So, I do have a confession to make. I may have said this once or twice before. I've never in my entire life smoked a cigarette. Never done it. I've never had an interest in it. Mm. Never done it. Consequently.
Yep.
I've also never tried marijuana. Never done it. Never did it. I am a complete virgin when it comes to, you know, trying the cannabis, trying the weed.
Thank God for drugs.
I've never done it. A couple of days ago, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name.
It's bad private. Job by me.
I didn't say that. And they told me, you know what, bro? What you could try are gummies.
Mm.
They're edibles.
Yes.
I spoke to Robert Sala last night.
I'm not saying it's him either. It's unknown. But that person actually gave me the edibles.
You got to be careful with those.
Gave me the gummies.
There's no off switch on edibles.
I understand. So I did my research. I Googled it. I'm going to just go a little half. But I decided the day to do it, the day to try edibles for the very first time, why not tonight?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Make sure you watch the milligrams, please.
The Islanders are on.
And stay off social media.
The Knicks are on. And, of course, it's the NFL draft. So tonight, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, stay off social media.
What does that mean? What am I going to do?
Put your phone in another room and drawer and lock it and give your wife the key.
Do you think I would say crazy things?
I don't know.
No, on the contrary, maybe we'll get real Evan here. I think he stays on social media. Man, yeah. I want you to live tweet the whole experience.
What would a gummied up Evan even sound like?
You'd sound the same.
Yeah. You would, but I think you'd be more hyper-focused, like, Brock Bowers, man. Brock Bowers, man. Like, you get a lot of that.
I'm going to suck on it, baby.
What would be your snack of choice, you know, during the late parts of the fourth quarter?
Are you supposed to eat along with the gummies? Is that what you're telling me?
You might get a little hunger spark.
Fat. So I'm going to end up eating a lot after I take them?
Not a lot.
Potentially.
I mean, potentially, but some people go a little sweet, some people go a little salty, but you should get a little snack move.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to kind of let the night dictate. Like, it'll
give
probably,
me the meat. I want the meat.
It'll probably happen as the night goes on.
Would a pantsless Evan be knocking on Abuelo's bedroom door to whoop him up something in the kitchen?
Here's the truth. I have no idea. Like, I've gotten drunk before, not often, but I have, obviously, as a human, and I know what kind of drunk I am. I'm a very sweet, emotional, loving drunk. That's what my wife tells me.
That's a good draw.
I get very lovey. I don't get angry. I don't get mean. I just get, oh, I love
it's
you so much.
It's probably the same.
You think it's the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you like when you're high or drunk?
I'm not either.
Ever?
Never.
Never?
Always in control.
Well, if there's ever...
That's my story, and I'm sticking to
it. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to come clean. Sean, I get you as, like, very sloppy when you get drunk or up.
I used to be when I was younger. I'm not. I'm very in order now. Yeah, I'm not sloppy.
Now, Loogie's big on the edibles. I think he does it every single night. How would you advise I go about this? Like, split it in half, go quarters? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I would do it. I would ration it out. I would do a little quarter piece, see how you feel, and then I would go from there. If you feel really good, I would put the foot on the pedal there, you know?
I understand. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this is the right night to do it, like a crazy sports night?
Sports, gummy, sex afterwards, and then I would go get, like, Wendy's.
Something late night.
By the way, you know why he wants to do it tonight.
Why?
You just have to score a Met game tonight.
Oh, you're 100% right. I couldn't do it while scoring.
That could be a new book, Scoring
Actually,
Games
you
High.
You should do that.
You think I... But
just
I would,
to see what it would look like.
Yeah, well,
and you'd wake up the next morning and be like, what in the hell was I thinking?
See, I didn't want to risk that. That was the problem. I made sure that it was a night where I wasn't scoring a Mets game because I didn't want to start, like, drawing hearts or, like, whatever I would draw all over my scorebook. Like, it wouldn't be me. I can't have that happen.
Rocket ships with two boosters on it.
I can see that happening. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that tonight. I'll let you know how it goes.
By the way, just splitting it, not all splits are, you know, you got to see how many milligrams the whole thing is.
Oh, okay. I'll analyze that one.
I max out at 12 and a half, so go lower than that.
12 and a half milligrams less than that?
No, that's what I max out at. I would not go, if it's like a 12 and a half, or go way lower than that.
Way lower. Okay. Yeah. I look forward to it. I'm curious to see what happens. Good but advice, I'm not going to put my phone away. I will tweet. Mm. If I have something to say, I'll say it.
You might not be here tomorrow.
Oh, it's not going to. What am I going to say?
Even better for me. Slide Mugauer over. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
What am I going to say that's that bad?
Hello?
Giannotti would eat me out.
I can say that.
And I wasn't even drunk or high when I said that one. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. What's up, Joe?
Hold on. Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, Joe.
All right, Kiki, I've listened to you guys forever, but I am amazed at how you being a professional athlete and now your broadcasting career, how nice you are and how humble you are.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I got my butt kicked as a football player. So I was humbled often. What's up, dude?
Evan, I met you a couple of weeks ago at Beningo's podcast.
Nice.
And I'm the one that said to you, I think Craig ruined you, even though you're a great broadcast, you know, a great radio personality.
I do remember you saying that to me, yes.
And I told you to stay humble.
Yes, you did
stay
say that.
Humble, I
yes.
told you.
Yes.
Stay humble.
Thank you.
But I do have a beef with you.
Go ahead.
I was umpiring a college baseball game, and on my way home last Friday, I heard you on the radio. It says, go on Ticketmaster. You can right now and get assembly seats. So I went online right away. I got two seats in the assembly room for me and my son to go next Thursday. Because I can't go, believe it or not, I can't go tonight. I am in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is close to Philly.
You're close.
But I have to go home and babysit two grandsons while my son goes out. So anyway, I bought the assembly
seats. Where's the beef, though? I gave you advice to get assembly room tickets, and you did. It sounds like I'm a great guy so far.
Okay, then I'm driving home, and you say assembly room seats. So I'm thinking I'm going to meet you and Loogie because I want to meet you guys. And then 10 minutes later, you say, well, we got it in this row, to sit down in this row, governor's row or something, you said. And I didn't get those seats in the row. I got them in the assembly room.
No. So you're good. No, first of all, you're good, Joe. We will be hanging out there. We will see you next Thursday night, and I'll tell you why. Because I figured this whole thing out.
Unless there isn't a next
Thursday. No, obviously. If there's no, if there's no game six, maybe I'll see you at Citi Field that afternoon. Mets Cubs, how you doing?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But the way it works, my understanding, I've never sat in the assembly room, is it's this club that's upstairs in Philadelphia. They've got bars. They've got TVs. There are two ways you can watch the game. There's standing room, mm-hmm. which means you're in the room. You can stand and see the court,
right.
or you can watch it on TV. And then there's actual seats. If you have standing room and we have seats, no big deal. It's not like we're going to be in the seat the entire time. And we will see you in the assembly room.
Now, if you have a stand, there's no seat that's sold standing room only, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
There are standing room only seats.
But if you have a seat, you can also go stand.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's because there's a bar. Right?
No, we're going to see him. But you will see me. You'll probably talk more trash to me that night and explain to me more and more detail how Craig ruined me. But we will see you that night. The assembly room is all together. So we've got to. Here's what I know about Game 6 if it happens. And you're right, Tiki. It may not happen. Mm-hmm. Here's what I know. We're all going down to Philadelphia. Tiki and Sean will sit in higher end seats because Tiki is Tiki and he knows people. And Loogie, because he's loyal to the guy that with his own money bought two tickets for him and me, we will sit together 1,000 feet above the arena while Tiki and Sean hobnob with celebrities. That's what I know. Right, Loogie?
Wrong, Evan. If Evan or if Tiki gets good seats and I could sit next to Sydney Sweeney, you're out and I'm going down there with Tiki. I love you. I appreciate everything you've done for me, yada, 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 but I'm going down.
Okay, well, here's the best part.
Well,
you
unfortunately,
don't...
the last time I was down there, it was not sitting next to Sydney Sweeney. I was sitting next to M. Night Shyamalan.
You know what? I would sit next to M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay, Evan. And that's great, and that's awesome. The problem is you don't have a choice.
It's America. I have a choice.
No, Tiki is
getting... We're in the city of freedom and
Tiki,
liberty.
No, you're relying on Tiki Barber. And Tiki Barber told me privately, A, he believes Loogie should be loyal to me, but then there's another reason why you're sitting upstairs with me. Let's go back to yesterday at 6:30 p.m. Mm. when Tiki was leaving and he was about to take an elevator downstairs. Yeah. Lugauer was in the elevator, made eye contact with Tiki, but was in a rush because he had a train to make. And I think the quote was, it's every man for themselves.
And I even yelled, hold the elevator.
And you shut the elevator on him. So let me make this very clear. Mm. There ain't a chance in hell you're sitting in bougie seats with
Cold
Tiki Barber.
Blooded.
First of all, I'm now a commuter because I live in Queens. I got to catch that train. Sorry, Tiki, it's every man for himself. And no offense, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, but you lost a little bit there. I figured you'd be able to run faster and get into the elevator. I wasn't going to hold it for you.
I think I was eating a snack or something. I was lollygagging.
Dude, I heard Tiki come and I was like, screw this guy. I got to catch the 6:40 to Ronkonkoma.
Could you imagine telling ninth grade Loogie he'd be at a point in life where he stiff arms Tiki and doesn't hold an elevator?
Seriously?
Dude, I don't want to sit in Penn Station for a half hour.
Guess what?
You don't want to sit in good seats. Stiff arm, too.
Yeah.
Like to the ground, stiff arm.
Yeah, I think you, for two reasons, you're just sitting upstairs, man. I mean, you don't have to go, obviously. We're not forcing you.
Just hope the Knicks sweep.
Yeah, or win in five.
Tiki, do we save him shrimp from the seats we're sitting in?
Yeah, we'll throw it at him.
Okay, sounds good.
But don't worry, Loogie. I will buy you a beer and a hot dog, because I'm a good friend.
Well, I need a little more than a hot dog. And we have to stop at Wawa, and someone has to pick me up at my house.
Well, look at this guy. Well,
Woody, come on.
It's like having a child.
Which, by the way, is all what I'm doing for Loogie. So I'm sitting with Tiki in the good seat.
There you go.
Let's go to Pete calling from Babylon. What's up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
How we doing, fellas?
Good, man.
Beautiful.
Let's get back to this draft, guys. I know you probably know where I'm going with this. Tiki, take advantage of these teams that need a quarterback. We do not need a quarterback, guys.
Yeah.
We need to stop. We need to stop. We got a $40 million quarterback that we can get back to good form with an offensive line. We had a great offseason. If Alter's there at six, you grab him. If he's not, trade back. Give Minnesota the pick. Take advantage of these teams that need a quarterback.
Right.
And then grab it. You got four offensive linemen in this draft that it can't misses. Get them at 11.
No,
get them at 13.
There's a lot
and grab
talent.
A second-round pick back.
There's a lot of talent outside of the top 10. A ton of it. Not saying that they're going to be superstars, but there's a lot of good talent outside of the top 10. Now, I'm still set on getting a star wide receiver in Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers, whichever one of those guys is there, but I like Rome better. But there is a lot of talent in this draft. And so moving back is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, what's so confusing about this...
It just won't feel exciting.
No, I get it. But look, the draft is not about what gives you pleasure in the moment. It's about long term. And moving back could be a smart plan. What I give Joe Shane a lot of credit for is sometimes I will sit here the day of the draft. I've been here for a while, seen a lot of these drafts, and it's predictable what a team is going to do. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Shane has done a brilliant job of really not letting us know what the hell's going to happen.
No, you're right.
Like, I could sit here, and I guess we'll sit here at some point and make a prediction, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is a shot in the dark. Like, it would not surprise me if they aggressively trade up to 3 and draft Drake May. Mm-hmm. It would not surprise me if they stick at 6 and draft a wide receiver or draft J.J. McCarthy. And it wouldn't surprise me if they trade back. And I think a part of that is that Joe Shane, to his credit, not all GMs are able to do this, has kept everybody guessing. Now, I'm sure deep down he knows exactly what his goal is tonight and his plan tonight. But he's done a great job, whether it's purposely leaking to the media or not. He's done a great job of keeping us off guard because I really have no idea what the hell they're going to do.
No, he says he has a way of saying things where he says everything or nothing.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
He's done a great job of saying nothing.
He really has.
Sean the other day says to me, it was before the show, he's like, man, the writing's on the wall. They're getting a quarterback. Mm. And I'm like, what writing are you even looking at? Like, if you're telling me I think they should get a quarterback, fine. I'm more on Sean's side, obviously, than I am your side. But that's not what we're talking about. Right now, we're talking about what we think they're going to do. And I have no idea why you would think they were clearly doing that. Based on what?
I never thought it up until 2 days ago. I still think the writing's very much on the
wall.
What's
the writing? Hieroglyphics?
All the real talk about trading up. The amount of time they've done with all of these quarterbacks.
But think about that. But think about that, though. The fact that it has been so loud. The last
thing, it hadn't been until now, really, the lead up.
I know, but it is so loud. Then you hear J.J. McCarthy basically saying that he's going to be a Giant.
Well,
And so, to me, it feels too coincidental.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in him. I've told you this many times.
Doesn't believe in coincidences, this guy. Right. He's told you that.
And so the fact that it seems obvious is too much of a coincidence for me.
That's right. Joe Shane is keeping us all off track.
We do have breaking draft news surrounding the New York football Giants.
Oh, it is.
Okay. This, according to seemingly every beat reporter in the last 5 minutes, Tiki Barber will be announcing the Giants' second and third round picks in the 2024 NFL draft.
Thank you. Whaley, congratulations. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Tonight.
Hi, it's Tiki Barber.
Wait, so you got to go to Detroit?
I'm leaving for Detroit.
Oh.
It's the draft.
What did you do to get punished?
Look at the setup. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
a beautiful setup. Well, good for you. So you're announcing the second and third round picks tomorrow night, courtesy of the New York Giants.
Yes.
In honor of you being a second round pick.
We should do a contest. We can't do a contest.
What's the contest?
What name will I be saying?
Oh, God. Imagine that. We're going to guess second round picks. We may not even have the pick.
Michael Penix.
Imagine. That will live forever, by the way.
If you say Michael Penix, don't you kind of have to go with the big Penix energy thing? You kind of have to say that, right? Make an allusion to...
No, I can't. No?
Can't do that?
They can't. I thought about it for a second. I'm trying to think, like, how would I do that?
John Mara would frown upon that?
Yes, he definitely would.
Are you going to, like, after you announce the pick, be like, yeah, here we go, Giants, yeah!
Let's go, Giants!
Yeah.
Big Blue.
That's interesting. Well, good for you.
Team for life.
Congratulations.
By the way, Art Stapleton and his tweet about this is, now we know the real reason why Tiki doesn't want the Giants to give away draft assets for a quarterback.
That does make sense. Art may be right.
I'd still be cool to be there.
That's true. You still get a free trip to Detroit.
Right.
Let's go to Adrian in the Bronx. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's going on? So let's switch gears from draft to back to the CBD or the THC gummy.
Yeah, let's get to it, baby.
What you want to do, my friend?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm a combat veteran, and I spent many years in dispensaries, and every time they told me to eat something high in fat. Avocado, salmon, and my friend, you're going to be on cloud 9. David Bowie out there, Major Tom to ground control.
Oh, thank God for drugs.
Yeah, thank you for your service,
thank
Adrian.
You, Adrian. Thank appreciate you for your service. I really appreciate that. I found out that it's called It's called Camino Chill. That's what I'm taking tonight.
Ooh.
You familiar with Camino Chill?
No.
Tiki's playing dumb. He knows.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know not what you refer to.
Let's go to Walton.
But I will look it up.
Yeah, Walton, New Jersey. What's up, Walt?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
Evan, some good advice for you tonight while you have that edible. Don't mess around with 12.5. Just take the full 25.
25.
And just and also wash it down with nice IPA. You'll be feeling perfect.
Oh, dude.
I feel like he's setting me up. Don't you think that?
He's trying to get you twisted.
You're not ready for 25.
Right.
I can imagine I'm not ready for 25.
Nor a nice 8% IPA.
I think you guys know this from the limited time I've drank around you. I can't hold my alcohol very well.
No.
Like, I have a couple of sips of beer, and I'm like, man, I'm starting to feel it already.
Can't hold a bite of red meat very well.
No, I can't. I can't do that either. I do not hold my booze very well, mainly because I just don't drink a lot. I really don't. And my wife sees it. You know, my wife knows that. I get a glass of wine in. I'm starting to feel it. I get halfway through my blue moon, I'm starting to feel it. Now, I don't know, does that fit how I would go through the Camino Chill tonight as well? Same kind of thing? If I don't hold my booze well, I don't hold my edibles well?
No, because it's less on your stomach and more just on, you know, your feeling of relaxedness in the brain.
No, I know, but will it cause more relaxedness because I'm so not used to it? My gut would tell me yes.
I think you're going to be more chilled on this than you are on the alcohol.
I was so excited about the idea that I may try an edible for the first time. Did I tell you about the song? Did I tell you guys about the song?
No.
Hey, Loogie, do you have the song ready? I've got two of them. Last night, I was so excited about the edible, I started playing around with music. And what if I told you there's a jingle about me trying gummies for the very first time? Would you guys want to hear the jingle?
What?
Yeah. I have a jingle about me trying gummies for the very first time.
Is this a ChatGPT thing?
No comment.
Oh, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you play the you know what? I sent you two versions, correct?
You did. I put one more as an R&B song.
Do the other one first.
Okay, you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little song to commemorate me trying gummies for the very first time.
Dyer wants gummies. Evan wants gummies. I want gummies. Evan wants gummies. Evan Roberts trying gummies for the first time tonight. Excitement's in the air, it's gonna be out of sight. He's never tasted something so sweet, so divine. Gonna pop 'em in his mouth, watch him shine. Gummies, gummies, they're gonna blow his mind. Evan Roberts, get ready for a tasty find. Sour, sweet, or fruity, what'll it be? Evan Roberts diving into gummy ecstasy. I want gummies. Evan wants gummies.
Ooh. Like my song.
No. That is so, like, I don't know. There's something off about that song.
Would you rather hear an R&B version?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about an R&B version of me trying gummies for the very first time?
It's trying gummies for the first time tonight. Excitement's in the air, it's gonna be out of sight. He's never tasted something so sweet, so divine. Gonna pop him in his mouth, watch him shine. He's never tasted something so sweet, so divine.
Do you like that song too?
The first one.
So you like the first one better?
That sounds like a good Christmas song.
The problem with Evan and AI.
Don, if you wanted to hear some more stuff.
Is there a rock one now?
Well, no. That's for gummies. What if I told you I may have created a song for the very popular Cinco de Fivo?
Oh, God.
Would you guys want to hear a little jingle for Cinco de Fivo?
No, we might as well.
You have the mariachi version?
I sure do.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new potential open, only if you want it, for Cinco de Fivo mariachi edition.
Cinco de Fivo, we son more son of your fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's also there. Controversy in the air, opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom, the rankings are alive. Every week a new
surprise, keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero, join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de Five-O on WFN, it's always great. Sean Morris leads the way with insights sharp and true. Cinco de Five-O, a show that's made for you.
That one's catchy.
Yeah, we shorten up, get rid of the second verse.
Right.
I think that works.
Cinco de Five-O, show that's made for you.
There you go.
We need more Met Day games for Evan.
I got to tell you, man, I'm addicted to this. You want another one?
No, I'll save one for later. I'll give you another Cinco de Five-O jingle potentially later. But yes, that's all thanks to a website I found that I'm now paying for because I love it so much. So thank you. Thank you very much.
But remember, don't,
people into this.
Don't waste money on a date.
Right.
It wasn't the money on the date. It was the time on the date. Look, I waste a lot of money doing a lot of different things. It's really the time, because here's the thing, Tiki. I don't think Sean understands this. You understand this. As someone that's in such great shape, someone that's lived such a full life, time matters.
Yes, it does.
You can't get time back.
Right.
And I look at time as valuable. Like last night when I couldn't sleep, I had options on what to do with my time. Could have been on YouTube, watching random videos. I could have wasted my time watching AEW to see Tony Khan become an on-air authority figure. Or I could have created my own jingles courtesy of AI.
Somehow I think you did all of those things.
Yeah, I actually did.
That's the truth.
Let's go to Nick in Huntington. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Dick?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy draft day. Happy draft day to everyone who celebrates.
Indeed. Happy draft day.
Evan, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Just a couple tips, okay?
Yes.
Your TV setup, do you have multiple screens or are you switching back and forth?
So tonight, I'm glad you asked. We'll get into further detail on how everyone's going to handle tonight, but I'm going with the 5 TV setup. So I'm going to go, everything will be on all at the same time while I'm enjoying my edible evening.
Okay, good, because if you were switching back and forth, you would probably forget that the Knicks were even playing. It might take up to 2 hours to actually hit you.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So whatever you take, just take it at the initial point, because if you take something and an hour passes and it's like, oh, I don't feel anything, let me take the rest, and then all of a sudden 10 minutes later you're feeling the first batch, you're going to be high off your ass.
Oh, okay. So I got to be patient. I think that's a very good idea, right. And that means as soon as I get home, hit myself up with it and let the joy occur.
That's the off switch thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because once it's in, it's going.
What? You know what, Evan? There's another effect of taking gummies that we have not mentioned yet.
My penis looked bigger.
Enjoy that.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll get back to your calls, 877-337-6666. We are about to embark on one of those nights that I tell my wife when I get home. Honey, it's one of those nights. And she knows what I mean. One of those nights where there's a million freaking things going on. I want to thank the New York Mets for not playing. That's cool. They made it a little bit easier. But you do have the Yankees, a game you can hear right here on this radio station tonight. You do have the Islanders at UBS Arena trying to get off their backs after a brutal Game 2 loss, postseason hockey against the Canes. You do have the New York Knicks trying to take a commanding 3-0 lead on the 76ers. And then you have the NFL draft. My approach tonight is to like a smorgasbord. Everything's on the TV. I'm going to have the draft over here. I'm going to have the Knicks over here. I'm going to have the Islanders over here. I'm going to have the Yankees over here. Your guy, BT, very interesting. I was talking to him in between shows, and I said, Brandon, because I know Brandon's a Knick fan. It's not one of those fugazi Knick. He's a Knick fan.
Right.
And I said, what are you doing tonight? And I was so proud of him, like a father, even though he's older than me. I was like a dad.
Dialed in.
No. You know what he said? What
did he say?
He said, I'm going to DVR the NFL draft.
Huh?
I don't want to know what's going on. I want to be laser focused on the Knicks.
That is impossible.
Why is that impossible?
It is impossible to not get spoiled by the NFL draft.
How?
He's gonna.
You think Mike Breen's going to bang, bang, bang in the middle of the Knicks game and give us updates?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's a bad. The MSG bottom line, May, we got to be careful about that. That's why you may be better off going TNT tonight if you're BT, because I think it's less likely TNT gives you an update, because at the end of the day, it's like, who cares? MSG has a deal with the Giants.
Right.
Like, the Giants postgame show is on MSG, so I could see MSG, you know, kind of breaking in a little bit under the screen.
But I almost feel like no matter what you do, you're going to hear about it.
From who?
From your phone, from your TV, from...
Your rookie, Tiki, you shut the phone off. Phone goes away. BT knows that. Everybody knows that.
You think BT has the control to shut the phone off, especially while he's watching the Knicks and he wants to be on Twitter talking about what the Knicks are doing?
Well, first of all...
I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you an honest answer. It's very easy. Now, I say this as a veteran. This is why I feel like a proud papa, even though I had nothing to do with this decision. I'm a DVR whore. You can tweet without checking your phone. First of all, here's what you do. Let me give you some advice.
Number one, turn your notifications off or something?
Correct. Notifications are gone. That's number one. They're gone. Mm. Goodbye.
Okay. So your wife comes home and lambasts you for being unattentive to her.
No.
I texted you 30 times. What the hell are you doing?
Your wife has to know. My wife knows. I'm sure BT will tell his wife. If you need to communicate with me, you call me, because I'll see a phone call. I will not see text messages. That's number one. Mm. Number two, if you really feel the need to tweet about something, you can tweet without checking Twitter. You can write your little message. Boy, I'll tell you, Mitchell Robinson's a dog. And then you just leave. You never have to check anything. Mm. It can be done. The only concern, and you brought this up.
But if you're writing Mitchell Robinson's a dog, you're staying for the response.
No. You don't do that. Come on, you're better than that. First of all, you don't need to check your mentions. That's life advice I'd give to Sean Morash specifically.
A lot.
You don't have to check your mentions. Mm. You can just tweet and leave if you feel the need to tweet. Mm. The only concern to DVRing one of these events tonight is the fact that what you're watching will tell you the result. Can I give you a real-life example?
Yes.
Rich Ackerman. You familiar with him?
Yeah, of course.
Rich Ackerman, great sports fan. He was doing the Mets postgame show recently, and so he's a big Ranger fan, wanted to watch the Ranger game. He does the postgame show for 880. So he's like, I'm going to DVR the Ranger game. All good. You know who spoiled it for him?
Who?
That son of a bitch. You know who spoiled it. Oh. I'm going to look into the camera since we're on SNY. The guy who ratted me out about Pete Alonso. You know who I'm talking about, Gelbs. Yeah, you, Gelbs. You. Because you're a big Ranger fan. So Steve Gelbs, very innocently, said, hey, the Rangers won. Rich Ackerman's watching the Met game. He's like, hey, I DVR'd the game. That's a risk.
But don't you want to know before you watch the game?
No.
Really?
No, that's the point of DVRing a game. You don't want to know.
I've just never been into that. I don't get that.
But if you are concerned that Breen and Clyde, and I assume Breen's doing the game tonight because there's no ESPN ABC, so I assume Breen's doing it on MSG. I think TNT is Spiro Ditas and somebody else. I forget who. I apologize. You're probably better off not getting spoilers from TNT than MSG. Because I can see the MSG, the local connection, the Giant connection, the little graphic at the bottom, where I could see them putting out who got drafted. There's no way they're doing that on TNT.
Right.
This is an event that makes zero sense to DVR.
No.
This is not a game.
The draft is hard to DVR.
Yeah. And Evan, by the way, I've come around to your points on muting notifications. That could be done. But the draft itself, it's not like watching a game with the ebbs and flows. You could easily watch the draft in a game at the same time.
It's a moment, because it's a moment.
Of course, especially if you're...
It's literally 10 seconds.
I understand.
With the 10th pick and the 2024 NFL draft, the New York Jets select blah, blah, blah.
I understand.
Yeah, and now maybe Malik you stay Hayes for the 5 minutes of analyzing it, but that's so easy to control.
I'm speaking on Brandon and others who are doing that, which I respect. I am not doing that tonight. What I'm doing tonight is I am focused on the Knick game and the Islander game, mm-hmm. and the draft is simply tell me who is pecked.
And all you
I don't need everything else. That's me, though.
For the draft, all you need is a visual.
Well, all I need is...
You don't even need the sound.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even need the visual. All I need is, if Sean wanted to do it, if he just texted me, number one, Caleb Williams, I'd be like, cool. Number two, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, do that. I'll be in the air.
Oh, that's right. You're flying tonight.
See, that's where I disagree with you on sound. The sound kind of makes
I don't know. Unless there's... What sound do you need? Just tell me who was picked.
That when that first chime comes up, boop, boop, when that pick comes up, and then when the pick is made and they go into the highlight reel,
that
and you get
awesome
the primetime music.
Is that trademarked?
I think so.
It's got to be, right?
But either way, the primetime music plays, I'm sorry,
we in the biz like to call that a good ball tickler.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. You are going to get your balls tickled by the NFL Network or ESPN, whichever one you're choosing, and ABC. Isn't it like three different networks?
The ABC one is weird. It's the college announcers. Yeah.
Either way, you're fully engaged on NFL draft with Islanders, Knicks as backups and Yankees as backups?
I go even crazier, Evan. I go multiple sounds on.
Mm. Well, then you can't hear anything.
How can you hear that?
I've been trained on both ears, man. Mm. Knicks, the Islanders will be muted. The Yankees will be muted until it's hot and heavy
time.
So
which one are you not listening to?
Islanders and Yankees.
You're just not listening.
The Knicks and draft, and depends. And by the way, I'll know the draft lulls to make sure the Knicks sound is cranked up.
Look, obviously the impact of the draft is more significant in terms of the future of these organizations. And you could argue, certainly for me, for the teams I root for, that I care more about the draft tonight. But to me, it's easy. Just tell me who was picked. I don't need the bells and whistles.
Because I can find out everything that they're saying and the downstream of the pick. You can find that out.
Right. And what are you really finding out? It's just a bunch of analysts regurgitating the same information.
Yes.
I just want to know who was picked where. So the Knicks and the Islanders are, to me, it's clear priority on the big TVs. Now, I put a poll out earlier today. What will you be most focused on tonight? And the results were very interesting. We had tied. 5,000 votes. We had tied. A runaway tie between Knicks Sixers and the NFL draft. Dead even.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised the NFL draft didn't pull ahead a little bit.
You know the draft would win?
It would pull ahead.
Yeah, both fan bases too.
Right. So I thought the draft would pull ahead simply because of how big football is. The problem is it's short. Right, you only really care about it in New York for a little bit of time.
I don't know. I think a lot of people care about everything.
Really?
NFL is so king.
After 10, New York kind of will tune out a little bit.
But you remember how many Viking fans live here, Dolphin fans live here, all that crap.
Look at our radio station. But G's a Viking fan. Sal's a Falcon fan.
The Cowboys.
Alvin's a Commander fan. Recco's a Cowboy fan. Keith's a Cowboy fan. Even on our own radio station, we're very diverse when it comes to football teams we root for.
True.
And I think New York does represent that in a little bit of a way. Anyhow, it's 43% NFL draft, 43% Knicks Sixers, then a huge drop-off to the Islanders at 8%, and then the poor Yankees are pulling up the rear at 6%. Which, man, look, it's an April baseball game.
Regular season baseball.
April baseball game.
And the A's.
You think your opportunity matters?
It's still April baseball.
They've already guaranteed a split, so it's like,
It's the Yankees and A's.
I understand.
By the way, how many people at Yankees didn't even draw tonight?
I think they'll draw exactly what they drew the night before, and I'll tell you why, because a lot of people bring up that point you made. We have so many effing people in New York, like tons of people, that you will always get crowds no matter what else is going on in sports that night. Like if the Rangers or Knicks are playing a Game 7 of the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Finals and the Yankees, and I'd have to look through their June schedule, but the Yankees are playing the Red Sox on a Saturday night, hey, trust me, there'll be 42,000 people at the Yankee game, even if you're like, what are you doing there? We have so many people that stuff never impacts it.
I guess it makes sense.
The reason why the Sixers aren't sold out tonight has nothing to do with the Eagles. Like, we may make jokes about that. It doesn't. It has to do with the fact there are a bunch of losers who are giving up on their team down 0-2. That's really what it is. They're a bunch of Fugazi fans who are like, we're in the semifinals every year, now, or the Eastern Conference semifinals every year. Now we're down 0-2 in the first round. Our franchise has never come back from 0-2. We don't trust Joel Embiid. F it. I'm not going.
Right.
They're losers. That's why they're not going
to
sell out
tonight.
It
has nothing to do with the draft.
Nothing to do with the draft.
Because they're picking late anyways.
Now that what they'll do on WIP is they'll lie to you. Like, they'll cover their own asses saying.
What is Spike saying today?
The Eagles. It's BS. And maybe Spike won't lie, but it's a lie. Like, I would be the first one to tell you if that happens in New York. It is a lie. A team doesn't not sell out because there's
a playoff game. Against a rival. They're not a huge rival because they don't play a ton in the postseason, as we've detailed a lot. But it's your proximal rival.
Yeah.
So, of course it's a huge game.
No doubt. And it's a playoffs.
I know.
So, you're on an airplane tonight going to Detroit.
Sean's going to text me because I'll have my Wi-Fi on.
Gotcha. Very nice. Sean will text the updates. The guy I'm fascinated about is the guy wearing the Knick hat and the Giants sweatshirt, mm-hmm. Tommy Lugauer. Diehard Giant fan.
Mm-hmm.
Diehard Knick fan.
Yep.
The fate of your football team's on the line tonight. You're obviously king of the dudes, dogs, and damages.
Uh-huh.
How are you handling tonight?
So, I did the math. The Giants should be picking at halftime, so I shouldn't have an issue there. But if I do, the Knicks are the central focus. I am with Sean, though. Part of the fun of the NFL draft is hearing the analysis. Gives you that, what'd you say, ball-tickling feeling of hearing all the stuff. It's fun, but Knicks are the center focus. But when the Giants are picking, they become the main focus. Hopefully it times up perfectly at halftime. If it does not, the Giants and the future of the franchise basically becomes the focus for that, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
Giants trade back. They're about to select. There's 2 minutes left in a tie game. Knicks.
No. I'm sticking with the Knicks.
Okay, no,
because that's an actual game. Okay. And then I'll get to the discourse now, online later.
One last thing before we get to your phone calls. Everyone's making predictions today. We're going to make different predictions today. We're not picking who the Giants and Jets are going to pick. We're going to predict what time the Giants and Jets are going to pick. So, you want to start it off or you want me to start it off, Tiki? It's totally up to you.
The draft starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. The Giants are picking 6. The Jets are picking 10. 10 minutes per pick. Tiki Barber, if you don't want to go first, I respect that.
The Giants are going to pick at 9:04 p.m.
9:04 p.m. for the Giants. Okay. Sean Morash, what time do the Giants pick tonight?
8:38 with the 3rd overall pick.
Wow. I like that. Some bowls right there.
Tommy Lugauer, what time do the Giants pick tonight?
10 minutes after 9.
9:10. All right. I am going to go with 8:52 p.m. 8:52. So, Tiki's going 9:04. Mm-hmm. Sean's going 8:38. Lugie's going 9:10. I'm going 8:52. The New York Jets pick at 10. They're scheduled to pick at 10. What time do the New York Jets pick? In fairness, I'll go in reverse order. I am going to go with 9:41 p.m. Oh, no, wait a second. I said 8:52. Hold on. No. I got my picks confused. I'm going with 9:19 p.m. 9:19 p.m. Tommy Lugauer.
9:30.
Sean Morash.
10:03. They've traded back.
10:03. Sean's showing some guts today.
Trade up and a trade back.
And Tiki, what time do the Jets pick?
I think the Jets, I'm going to also say trade, and I'm going to say up. I'm going to say they go.
Look at this.
At 9:27.
9:27. There you go. We're all locked in. Our big predictions on the times, and we'll see how accurate we are. Because that's the real question tonight, especially with an Islander game going on and a Knick game going on. Let's go to Richie in Rockland County. Hey, Richie.
Hey, Tiki, yesterday I heard you mention something that I thought was really interesting, where you said it took you 5 years to figure out how to stay healthy in the NFL.
Took a long
time. And I was thinking, you know, along with you, right, that I think they're going to stick with Daniel next year. And so I'm wondering, what advice would you give to Daniel Jones based on your experience that he could stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different scenario, obviously, because as a runner, it was all about, like, how do I avoid massive contact? Contact is necessary. It's going to happen for a running back in the NFL. But how do I avoid getting blown up? Because that happened to me a couple of times early in my career. I'll never forget the first one. I should forget it because I was knocked unconscious against the St. Louis Rams. And Toby Wright came from, I don't know, 20 yards away, full speed, and ear-holed me. And it was just because I wasn't aware of where he lined up.
Mm.
Right? So going back and looking at it, I should have known that was his responsibility. They inverted the safety. He was coming down to fill the hole, and he destroyed me. And so from that point on, it was one, learning where people are, and then two, how to go into contact. I think for Daniel Jones, the only advice I could give him is awareness of contact, like when it's going to happen and how you protect yourself into that contact. And it's different for him because for me, I wanted to get small. Like I wanted to wrap up, you know, keep the ball high and tight, go through contact as small as possible. He probably can't do that. So the advice I'd give him is get down. Like the next play is more important than the extra yard or so that you're going to get.
No, it's smart. The other thing is where he's not the same as you, but there are similarities, is to me the best attribute about Daniel Jones is his legs.
Yes.
And if you take that away from
him. He's got a good arm.
He does. No. I'm not saying he has a bad arm. I'm saying it's the best part of him.
Yeah, it's a differentiating asset.
That's his best asset.
Right.
And so if you take that away, I'm not saying he can't play in the NFL, but he's certainly not as good as the best we've seen of him. So you don't ever want to take away that aggressiveness in order to stay healthy. Because if you do that, you're lessening the player, even if there's a better chance he stays on the field.
Yeah.
Jody is in Warren, New Jersey. Hey, Jody.
Hey, Evan. You know, Evan,
listening, big fan of guys. You and I are very similar, Evan, in the respect that the Jets and Mets win, we're noticeably happier guys.
Yeah,
and if they lose, we're not, just stay away from us.
Yeah,
and
changes our mood.
Being a lightweight in the gummy area, I just want you to know, like, tried one the other day. My daughter gave it to me. Well, the other day, I mean, a couple months ago, I did a quarter, and all I could tell you is I woke up half naked, one hand on the area, and the other hand on a bag of popcorn. I just want to make you aware of that.
So, wow, that could be my night tonight.
It's amazing that in 2024, we're able to talk about the betting odds in the NFL draft and how you can bet on it while simultaneously talking about getting high while watching it. And it's all legal.
Right.
And it's all right in front of us.
And it doesn't feel like you're being taboo.
No, not at all.
And people are calling like, oh, here's my experience.
Well, I think everyone's
had. What you should do.
Everyone's had the experience. The difference is now it's more acceptable to admit you had the experience. Because I want to make it clear, and I said this earlier, I never did pot, never smoked a cigarette, and it wasn't because I was a goody two-shoe. It wasn't because mommy and daddy told me not to do it. My parents actually were the opposite. They said, go try it. Their advice was go try it, and that would actually turn me off from ever doing it.
Right.
It was very good advice. The reason I never tried it is the idea, and no offense to anyone who does this, like I get it, we all have habits, I've got some sick habits too. The idea of taking a cigarette and sticking it in my mouth to then ingest whatever's coming out of it is like one of the sickest ideas I could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not doing this to tell you not to do it. I'm a libertarian. Go do whatever the hell you want. I don't care as long as it doesn't impact me. That's my attitude. But I never found interest in that. So as a 15-year-old, when all the cool kids were like, oh, you want to try a cigarette? I was like, no, I'm not sticking that thing in my mouth. What the hell am I doing? So my trepidation at ever trying this was never about this is wrong, this is bad. It was, that looks disgusting. Mm. Now you're telling me I can sit on my fat ass, eat a gummy, and I get the same effect? And it's like, dude, if you told me that when I was 15, I would have done it.
Thank God for drugs.
Drinks.
What was that?
There's also drinks now.
I saw
it's
that,
become a beverage market as well.
Well, my friend, who I'm not going to name, it's private, who gave me the edible, also offered me a drink. Mm. And I was like, not interested. Because that doesn't feel, then it just feels like I'm getting drunk. Like, who cares?
Boomer Esiason!
It was not, you think it was Boomer?
I'm just guessing. I've gone down the entire tree here. We'll get there eventually.
Imagine Boomer pulled me over and said, here's some edibles.
A couple of D-bags.
Wash it down with this THC drink.
But the problem with the THC drink is if I have a THC drink, like, it would just feel as if it was a regular night of, oh, I'm having a blue moon. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it tastes differently. It tastes not alcoholic.
Oh.
So it just feels like you're having just a regular drink.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I need to do something different.
Right. If you're drinking something, you want to kind of feel it.
I was always enamored by pop brownies. In fact, my girlfriend at the time was going to make me pop brownies. Then we broke up. Never happened. But I was very intrigued by the whole thing. Like, all right, let's have some pop brownies.
Back when it was illegal?
Yeah, back when it was illegal. Speaking of illegal, you can't bet on the NFL draft depending on where you live. And you can bet on the NFL draft, depending on where you live. We'll get into the differences and why it makes absolutely no sense. Plus, what are the odds saying as of right now, 4 hours before the NFL draft? Who's the favorite to be a Giant tonight? Who's the favorite to be a Jet tonight, according to the odds makers? We'll get you those answers, plus more of your calls at 877-337-6666. This is a very sore subject for Tiki Barber. I apologize. But the head coach of the guy, or the head coach of the team that kept you from winning a Super Bowl.
Why you got to bring up old stuff?
That guy's coming in. Oh. So we'll say hi to him. Brian Billick. We'll talk a little NFL draft. Maybe bring up some old demons, if you know what I mean.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.